Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Now that the House has passed a bill to suspend the debt ceiling, it's the Senate's turn to weigh in on the measure, and that is happening tonight. NPR's Vincent Accavino has more.
As the debt ceiling bill approaches an expected vote in the Senate, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are voicing their criticisms of the bill and the ways they'd like to amend it. Several lawmakers, like Republican Lindsey Graham, have voiced concerns over how the deal would impact funding for U.S. support of Ukraine in its war with Russia.
We're not going to leave town creating a question mark about our commitment to defeat Putin.
Meanwhile, Democrat Tim Kaine has introduced an amendment to strip approval of a controversial pipeline project backed by fellow Democrat Joe Manchin. Senate leaders have indicated they'd like to work through these amendments and move forward with a vote as swiftly as possible. Vincent Accavino, NPR News.
A member of the far-right Oath Keepers extremist group, who was also at one point a bodyguard for former President Donald Trump's longtime advisor, Roger Stone, has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. Robert Menuda, among six members of the group that were convicted for taking part in the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Menuda is the third member of the group to be sentenced on seditious conspiracy charges, the most serious charge brought by Justice Department officials in connection with the Capitol attack. The U.S. Supreme Court today handed a victory to business interests in a labor dispute. But as NPR's Nina Totenberg explains, the win was more of a whimper than a roar.
By an 8-1 vote, the court ruled against unionized drivers who walked off the job, leaving their trucks loaded with wet concrete that could have damaged their employers' trucks. Potentially at issue in the case was a longstanding Supreme Court precedent dating back almost 70 years that upheld the National Labor Relations Board's broad authority to decide such cases and guarantees workers the right to time their strikes once a contract has expired. In recent years, the conservative court has repeatedly ruled against labor rights, but not today. Instead, the court issued a narrow ruling siding with the company based on the facts in this particular dispute, but left the rights of strikers intact. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A warning from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau about the use of some of the more popular cash apps out there. Bureau is warning consumers should probably not keep money long-term at apps like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App, noting such funds may not be covered by federal deposit insurance. The alert comes several weeks after the failure of a handful of banks, which experienced runs on deposits after some customers who were above FDIC guarantees were worried about the safety of their money. An update on Wall Street with investors responding positively to progress in Washington on the debt limit. The Dow was up 153 points. This is NPR. The Denver Nuggets will host the Miami Heat for Game 1 of the NBA Finals tonight. NPR's Tristan Plunkett has this preview.
The top-seeded Nuggets enter their first-ever NBA Finals appearance as the favorite over the 8th-seeded Heat. All eyes will first be on the two highest scorers remaining in the postseason, Nuggets big man Nikola Jokic and Heat forward Jimmy Butler. Both have averaged nearly 30 points per game, and Jokic enters the series averaging a triple-double across points, rebounds, and assists. How each team shapes their defense against these stars may end up being the story this series. Another story will be the rest versus rust debate. The Nuggets have had 9 full days since they wrapped up their Western Conference title. The Heat have only had 2 days since closing out their series and have to travel to high-altitude Denver for the first 2 games. Tristan Plunkett, NPR News.
Questions are being raised about why residents of a collapsed Iowa apartment building were allowed to remain in it, even after a structural engineer had issued a report days earlier saying a century-old wall of the building was in danger of collapse. Officials, meanwhile, say they've relied on the engineer's assurances the building was still safe. 3 residents of the building are still unaccounted for after the 6-story structure gave way this past weekend. Crews have been unable to get into the collapsed site due to search further, given the fact it remains unstable, and they're using drones to scan the building. Crude oil futures prices rose by their biggest amount in 2 weeks ahead of a weekend meeting by the industry cartel OPEC and progress in Washington in terms of dealing with the debt ceiling crisis. Oil was up more than 2% today, ending the session at $70.10 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.